This is the place where sports opinions collide, Dead End 365. You hear what you got, Shelton J, man. It's good to see y'all once again. Once again, we appreciate all the support and love. As you hit that like button, subscribe, join your boys with the membership. We appreciate all of you for being with us. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the quarterback situation for a couple teams. We're going to talk about Baker for a second. Of course, as you all know, the Browns have made the move and pushed for Deshaun Watson. They've signed him to a lucrative deal, which leaves Baker as the odd man out. Baker asked for a trade request about a week ago, and he wasn't granted his wish because there's no suitors. There's nobody there to take him. At one point, we assumed it would be a hot market for Baker Mayfield because you had the Indianapolis Colts where he really wanted to go open, but they've since filled that position with Matt Ryan. A lot of people felt like he may go to the Falcons. I don't really see that happening. I can see them drafting a quarterback at this point, as well as rolling with Mariota, which a lot of people look down in Mariota. I think Marcus Mariota is a good quarterback. I think it's a good shot that he's going to be a decent starter if he gets the opportunity to start. And he's a more mobile guy. His arm is not the greatest, but he's not the worst either. You just need to surround him with some players, and we'll see what happens. A lot of people felt like maybe the Panthers would make a move for Baker, but why would they do that? You already just signed Sam Darnold to this extension. You might as well wait and see what's going to happen in this draft, get you a guy to build upon, because I just don't think Baker's that guy. I don't. I never have. I never really believed in him like that. So the options are few. You have a shot if it may be him going to a team like Seattle. Seattle is the hot spot we're going to talk about because they're sitting there hauled. They're Trump tight with the picks, and they have the personnel. They're not loaded or anything, but they're decent enough to where a quarterback can make a difference in the weakened NFC. So that's a possibility maybe, but what most teams are going to do is they're going to sit pat and they're going to see if the Browns are going to cut Baker, because once you cut him that $18.8 million salary, you can pay him $1 million, but the Browns will still be on the hook for the rest. So the Browns are hoping to trade him to try to get some of that money relieved off of them, but there's really no takers for them. So I don't know what they can do except sit tight. Now, in my opinion, what I would have done if I was Baker was I would have just been quiet. Because even if you had signed Deshaun, I would have been like, okay, fine. Let me just chill and get my opportunity to start. Because Deshaun is more than likely going to face a suspension. We already know that's going to happen pretty much. So you're going to get a chance to audition for all the other teams in the league, 31 other teams. Injury is going to happen. Attrition is going to happen. Things are going to happen. And if you play well for those 6 to 8 weeks he's out, somebody's going to take a flyer on you. That's what he should have done, in my opinion. Sit still, stand pat, and see what happens. Now, moving along really quickly, but let me know what y'all think about that situation before we move along. Let me know what y'all think is going to happen with that. I think that they're going to end up cutting him, and he's going to pick up somewhere as a backup. But what he should have done was been quiet, been the backup to Deshaun, and started until Deshaun came back. Let me know what y'all think about that. And the second person I want to talk about really quickly is Jimmy Garoppolo. There's been no movement on the 49ers front with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's already said his farewells, his goodbyes. But once again, there's no market for him, and he hasn't been able to throw it all because he had shoulder surgery. So he's sitting pat too, and the 49ers are content with sitting with him. So they're not making a move right now because they really don't have to. I think that they'll hold on to him as long as they can. They haven't named a starter quarterback yet for next year, but Trey Lance will start sooner than later. And we'll see what happens with that. But once again, you let the season start playing out. Some of these guys are going to go down, and somebody's going to need a quarterback. And you got one. You got a playoff-proven quarterback. You got a Super Bowl, not champion, but a Super Bowl participant on your squad that you can get rid of. Somebody's going to take a flyer. So just sit tight and see what happens. Some team may get hot and need a quarterback. And you just never know how this thing is going to shake out. But those two guys, man, I think that San Francisco will stick with him, and he won't be traded before the season starts, I don't think. But once again, a team like Seattle should be looked at because they have the draft picks to make a move for him. But let me know what y'all think about both of those guys. Let me know what you think is going to happen, because that'll be interesting to see. And like, subscribe, comment, and share with your friends. Man, we appreciate y'all all. Thank y'all. We out. Peace.